Hi, GWA Backstage. It's been a while since I've recorded anything, but I saw Penny Figures Out Bad posted another questionnaire, and I love these, so I thought I'd give another try. First question. You come upon a bag full of unmarked, untraceable bills equaling about $1 million. No one is around. No one sees you. What's your next move? I'd love to say I would take the money and turn it in somewhere, but to be perfectly honest, I got a lot of student loans, so I would probably take it. Oh, it sounds terrible, but I'd probably take the money and run. Pay off my student loans, donate some to charity, and help out my mom. Does that make me a terrible human being? You get to recreate any scene from a book. Which do you pick and why? There's this book called A Court of Mist and Fury. It's a second book in a series by Sarah J. Maas, and there are two characters, and one of them is painting, and the other comes in and they have sex and like get paint everywhere. So I would probably create that one because it's really hot, and it's a girl and a guy, so I'd be the girl. I don't want to give anything away, so I'll just say the girl's name is Farah, but I won't tell you what the guy's name is. There's another scene too where she's with the same two people. And they're in this kind of like evil scenario where she plays his whore, and it's like super sexy, and I would do that one too, but they're kind of like, it's all teasing, so I feel like that one would just leave me very unsatisfied, which is why I picked the other one. But that one's pretty hot too. That's actually probably my favorite scene from that book. There's a fire in a building. Inside is one of your siblings. Do you save your one sibling or four strangers? I would save my siblings. I have two sisters, and I love them both very much, so that would be my instinct. Would you rather forget who you are or whom everyone else is? Why? I'd rather forget who I was. I have a tendency, I actually have really good people around me. I have a great family, and I tend to meet really cool people who become very good friends, and I have awesome coworkers. It's very rare to find all of that. So I'd rather forget who I was. It'd also be kind of cool to hear from them who you are, as they try to help you, I guess, or with whatever reason, I don't know who I am. You get to do a love, aka sexy, scene from any movie starring any actor, actress of your choosing. Which movie and which actor, actress? My favorite movie is Crimson Peak, and I'm a huge Tom Hiddleston fan, so I would probably recreate the sex scene in that movie. With Tom Hiddleston. What is something people always specifically ask you about? Does it drive you up the wall? Why or why not? So my real name is not Anne. It's actually Fallon, which I might regret saying. But every single time I tell someone that, they say, oh, like Jimmy? And it drives me up the wall because I've been hearing it since I was little. I actually used to hate Jimmy Fallon because of it. It used to drive me crazy. Would you rather be ridiculously good looking and rather dim, or ridiculously ugly and remarkably clever? I'm very shallow, so it's awful that I feel like these answers, I'm so awful. Would rather be ridiculously good looking and rather dim. I also think you can, to some extent, teach intelligence, so maybe I can fix that. If you were truly a robot, would you ever want to know? No. Ignorance is bliss, right? What is the most romantic way a person can woo you? I really like people who are sweet. So, just someone who's really nice, it goes a very, very, very long way with me. I joke that I like guys that are essentially teddy bears, or bears, cuddly bears, something, where they're kind of like big and they'll rip someone apart to protect you, but they're like super soft and sweet and cuddly, and yeah, so that's the kind of person I'm attracted to. That's the best way to woo me, is to be cuddly and sweet. Would you accept a $30,000 a week job offer where you get paid to sit in a pitch black room and do nothing for 8 hours a day? So originally because I did read this before I answered, I was going to say yes, because I, but you can't do anything. I was going to try and get around the wording, but I don't really think you can. So absolutely not, because that sounds miserable if you can't sleep it the day away or read or do anything. So I probably wouldn't. Or maybe I would take it until I made enough money to pay off my student loans. And if I didn't go absolutely crazy by then I would quit afterwards. So maybe yes, with that caveat. If Jurassic Park was real, would you visit it? I would. I think that would be so fun. A little bit scary, but fun. If you could find out exactly what your life was going to be like from now, or 10 years from now, would you want to know? I think that I would. I think that I would, and then I would probably regret it. I'm just always so curious where I'm going to end up, where I'm going to be living, who I'm going to know. I'm still single, so is there going to be anyone in my life that I'm in love with? I just think that I'm very curious. Or am I going to be around in 10 years? Is tragedy going to strike? I mean, anything could happen, so I think I would. If you could learn the answer to one of history's unsolved mysteries, which one would it be? So when I was in the 8th grade, I was determined to be the one person who would discover who really killed JFK. I was learning about him in history class, and I just wanted to know. So that would probably be my history, to know beyond a shadow of a doubt who shot John F. Kennedy. If you had to lose one of your 5 senses, which one would it be? Definitely taste. I think taste is the one I could live without, and then maybe I would start eating healthy food. I also, like, I hate random tastes like celery and fennel, and celery, literally, you, like, are exercising almost as you eat it, so I, yeah, maybe I'd love celery then. Say something to a GWA backstage user that you've always wanted to, but don't say their name. Keep the mystery alive. I love listening to your audios. I don't think I've ever talked to you before, but I absolutely love, love, love your voice. It turns me on, but also makes me really happy. And I guess that's all I'll say, because that one I really didn't prepare for. If you made it this far, thank you so much. I'm flattered, and I appreciate it. And thank you, Penny, for putting this together. I always love your questionnaires. They're awesome. Have a good night, everyone.